I admit, as a kid and as an adult, I've always been a huge Bugs Bunny fan. So what does a cartoon rabbit have to do with the Chillicothe Hornets sports program? Well, I remember one Bugs Bunny cartoon that involved a baseball game, hit after hit after hit, and the Bugs Bunny team was doing a conga line around the bases as the scoreboard was rolling up scores at warp speed. That may have been an exaggeration, but on one 2000 evening, the Lady Hornets softball team did almost that exact same thing. Chillicothe, on their fifth season of softball, had turned in back-to-back seasons of 11-7 and 17-6 on the year, including a second-place finish in the first MEC softball season. Heading into the 2000 season, the Lady Hornets softball team had a new coach with Tom Hebb. Mandy Rainey was a solid pitcher and had some good infielders to help out, along with a decent outfield. The season opened with a 4-1 win over Benton, then the Lady Hornets went 3-1 in the Cameron tournament. The bats started heating up. 9 runs off 17 hits against Lafayette in the tournament, 8 runs off 9 hits in the regular season game with South Harrison. The team was off to a good 6-2 start, with both losses coming to Platte County, the most recent one a 3-2 loss in extra innings. The Lady Hornets started preparing for the Cameron Lady Dragons. It was the first meeting of the season between the MEC teams. Chillicothe started the game making contact with the ball. The players' eyes were focused. The Cameron pitcher was struggling. By the end of the first inning, Chillicothe led 11-0. They followed that up with a 10-run second inning, and after Cameron's third straight scoreless inning, the game was called at 21-0 in 2.5 innings for a Chillicothe win. The Lady Hornets scored 21 runs off just 13 hits. Chillicothe had 6 walks, benefited from 3 Cameron errors, and had stolen 7 bases. Chillicothe would finish that season 15-7, second in conference and second in districts. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.